Hey, what's going on? Sorry about the 2 minutes late. I'm 2 minutes late, 4:32, but yeah, we're gonna get started right now. As usual, we're gonna go live. We're gonna review. First of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Ola. So if you're here for the first time, it's gonna be a lot of fun. And yes, we're flipping houses and we're making fun phone calls. Essentially, we're reaching out to pre-foreclosures. Is my favorite type of leads. I'm reaching out to them and offering them to buy their house, to help them offload their house. And it's just a matter of reaching out. We just never know. We make a ton of phone calls in order to find one deal. When we find one deal, you can average it anywhere from $5,000 to $200,000. My highest so far has been $82,000, and average has been around $25,000 to $35,000 to $40,000 per deal. But it's something that I started back in 2005 when the market crashed back in 2008. I left the business into another business entirely where I was able to build another business, but it was more of marketing. So I've been able to come back and apply that into this game, and it's just better because I understand marketing better, I understand prospecting better, and a lot of the stuff I've learned over the years since 2004, five now, 12 years, something like that, well, 14 years. Well, it's crazy. I don't want to count. But, a lot of the stuff I've learned is inside a book, Empire Lifestyle Secret, which you can download absolutely for free. I'm going to share my screen right now with you so you can see that particular link. It's called myempirepro.com. You can see it on that link right there. You can click on it in the description box below. Once you're done with this session, you make sure you get your hands on that book. It's a digital ebook. You want to read it from 13. You want to read it up to 13 to 15 times in order to make the concepts in it a second nature to you. Okay, so that's that being said. Now, with that being said, I want to go ahead and review our data with you so far, and what we've been doing. I'm logging into my Vortex, which is my dialer, and we're going to be making calls. I don't know, somewhere around over 100 calls. We're going to make over 100 calls, maybe call about 50, 60 leads. Over the next 90 minutes, it should be fun. Okay, so let me share my screen right here so you can see what we've done so far. So this is something we do. I try to do this 5 days a week. I just started this week, as far as doing it live like this. Okay, and I'm having fun so far. So as you can see in what you're looking at, I've spent a total of 7 hours and 20 minutes. Excuse me. A total of 7 hours, 20 minutes so far on calls. I've called about 269 leads so far. I've made 532 calls because some people have multiple numbers and some numbers are bad numbers, and you're going to see a lot of that play out here. And I've made about 26 contacts so far. I've left about 145 voicemails, call back set appointments, about five of them. So, it's a lot of fun. Every single piece of all the disposition you're seeing, we have about seven different disposition. I'll talk more about that as we go along here. Every single one of those dispositions means marketing for you. It means more of your marketing message out there. It means additional touch for you. And the more touches you can create in this business, the closer you get to your first deal. It's a process that can that takes a while, but once you get going, it gets easier, it gets faster, it accelerates. Okay, so that's something worth noting. With that being said, I'm going to switch screens back over to our slides. Today, in the midst of all this, I'm going to talk about my four favorite exit strategy. There are other exit strategies out there, but my style is I like to keep things straightforward, and I can explain what each one of these are to you. And I'm probably like even going into a little bit more details as we're making this call. So right now, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and start dialing. Let's get started with dialing, and then we'll get into our training. It's starting the dialer as we speak. So for the first time, I'm going to say, it says you did not complete your previous storm campaign. Would you like to resume it? I'll say yes, because I like it to pick up from where I stopped. Okay, because there are about 3,353 leads in the system right now. Out of that, I have 2,415 left that I have never called. So I wanted to continue from there. That 2,415 leads is a total number of calls to dial will be 5,489. Again, people have multiple different numbers that has been picked up by our Skip Tracer. And right now, my phone will ring from the dialer. There you go. Right on time. Now we are started to dial. All right. So as we dial away, I will continue to talk with you and we'll have some fun. And you just want to find something if you want to get into dialing your leads, you know, you have two different choices here. You can either direct mail them or you can dial them. You know, you can make a call out to these people using a platform like the one I'm using right now, which is called Storm Dialer. It's a product.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9085488988 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So every now and so, I will be interrupted by a voicemail and I will leave a voicemail and I'll take a sip of water, whatever, you know, to keep things laid back and easy. But just remember that as we're dialing along, as I'm talking to you along, the dialer is working and we'll be interrupted with either a voicemail or somebody actually coming online and saying hello, okay? So that's something that I should mention to you.
Hello, you've reached the mall offices of Leonard Rapa.
So
please
this
leave
one.
Your telephone number and a brief message and your call will be returned promptly. Thank you.
So that's another voicemail just dropped. All right. So today I want to talk to you about my four favorite exit strategy. There's a saying in real estate investing and probably in business in general, especially from an investing standpoint, and that's you want to exit before you enter. Okay. I know it sounds ridiculous, but yeah, that's what we do. And I want to take the time to explain what that means. You want to exit before you enter. It's essentially...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to 9085...
The mailbox is full. I'm going to call that, no answer. All right, so exit before you enter is a saying that essentially means you have to plan, okay? That if you don't plan, you are planning to fail, okay? So there's no such thing as not planning. If you think you're not planning or you don't set plan or you don't deliberately actually plan how you want to get about closing a deal or making profit from a deal, or you're essentially planning to fail. So that's where the saying comes that you want to exit before you enter. Exit is when you actually get out of a deal and you make profit or you take a loss, right? Enter is when you enter the deal. So in wholesaling, right, in real estate wholesaling, we're buying houses and we're selling houses. And we're doing that as fast as we can. We're doing that whole transaction between the buying and the selling. We're trying to punch time into the middle of that as much as possible. Does that make sense? So if that makes sense, as I'm talking, if anything makes sense to you, please click like. Okay, once you click like once, you don't have to click it again throughout the course of the video. But if I say anything that makes sense to you, just do me a favor and click like, okay? And I really, really appreciate that. And when I'm done with this video, if you think somebody that you know may find it interesting, please feel free to share with them. You can grab the link. You can click share. You can grab the link. You can share it on WhatsApp. You can share it anywhere, okay? And if you have any questions directly with me too, please feel free to use the comments area, okay? I would definitely want to engage with you, okay? So we want to exit before we enter. That's the key to real estate strategy in total, okay? And as you get along here, as you continue to get better and better with this business, as you stay a lot more active, you will notice that you get better and better, okay? Things may be a little bit difficult in the beginning. That's only natural, okay? That's only natural. It only makes sense that things get easier. So instead of saying difficult, don't even use the language difficult. just say to yourself that things are going to get easier with time, okay? Because the mind, once you use the word difficult, the mind focuses on difficult, and that can become your reality, okay? Simply because your mind will start looking for difficulty, right? And that's just the way the human mind works. So I want you to note that, okay? It gets easier. Focus on the word, it gets easier. And as you continue to be an entrepreneur and choose to use positive words, okay? Find the equivalent positive version of what you're about to say and use that all the time, because then your mind will focus on that positivity all the time. That's just the way. And your mind will only look for positivity. Let me explain a little bit further. If you say things are going to get easier, your mind will continue to look for easier and easier. And guess what's happening throughout that process? Time is passing. You're getting better. You're gaining experience. If you use the word difficult, if you use that word difficult, right, your mind will start looking for difficulty, and you're going to find that sooner than you expect, and you're going to quit on yourself. So, and this is a grand example of what happens in our lives every day, okay? So I want you to put that into practice and just start using positive words. Keep a positive vibe with you and trying to build this business. It gets easier, okay? This is why when we're dialing, right, like so far right now, 6 minutes, we've made three calls. I'm supposed to click resume. Every time I do a manual disposition, I forgot, right? It gets better, okay? And it just got better, you know, because all I had to do was click resume, right? So in 6 minutes, we made three calls, which is because I forgot to click resume. It could have been a lot more, right? But I remember it gets better, okay? Again, I remember now all of a sudden because it gets better. And I focus on it gets better as opposed to beating myself up or blaming myself or catching guilt, right? Anything negative will pull you back. And it doesn't matter if you say you don't want it. Once you use the word, the mind doesn't understand the word don't. The mind doesn't understand the word can't. The mind picks up the subject in your sentence, and if it's negative, then you start looking for negativity. Okay? And that's what is something you want to practice over and over, not just in business, but even in your personal life. Okay? So with that being said, let's get back to the topic. Exit before you enter. Okay? You want to exit before you enter. Essentially, what that means is that you want to have an end goal in mind before you jump into anything. Okay? You want to have a vision. Okay? You should have a vision. Whatever you're getting into, you should have a vision. And having a vision, some people refer to that to that as having a why, right? Having a reason, a purpose. If you don't have a grand purpose, you will quit on yourself. Why? It's only natural, okay? Because the process is boring. Systems are boring. But the end result is exciting, okay? But it's only exciting for a short span too, because if you think about it, when you get a result, then you start looking for a bigger result. Why? Because the mind gets bored. We as human beings, our very nature gets bored with every new level we get into. Okay? So this is something that affects everything about your business. Okay? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was looking for to speak to the owner of 1730 Stuyvesant Avenue in Union. In regards to possibly checking if they're considering selling the property.
Are you selling the property, Ms. Russell? No, she's not.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, so that actually is a business, okay? So I'm going to give it a disposition of not interested. It's kitty quarters. It's showing up in pre-foreclosure. I don't lead with telling them that they're in pre-foreclosure, okay? They are probably late. They are late 3 months on their payment. That's why it shows up, okay? And that was recorded back in February 7th. People can be late 3 months and they can catch up. You never know. But also, you never know. They may just be a tired landlord willing to get rid of this. That's why we're calling them. So I don't say, hey, I found your house on the pre-foreclosure. I don't say that. I just go, hey, I was wondering if you're considering selling the property. If they are motivated or remotely in any way, they will let me know. They will engage me. If they are considering it, if the problem is become, if the house has become a problem already, they will, you know, consider it. So I'm going to say not interested. Okay. I'm going to resume the call again, resume the session. All right. So you want to exit before you enter a deal. Okay. So, for example, you find a deal. I saw somebody send me a text message earlier, and here's the question. Okay, the person is probably listening to me. I will know I'm talking about him. It says Piscataway. How? Okay, I guess listed at $148,000, and so that's a fax machine. I'm gonna wrong number and trash that for life. That will not be your contact and resume. All right, so the person says,
"Hey, Jack, customer you have called is unavailable to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone."
All right, continue. All right, so I said continue to myself. But 140 is listed for $148,000.
Please leave your message for
Grand Hammer.
All right, but Zillow is saying that the property is worth $281,000, and he also said Icoms, which is another platform to check comparables for a property, is also saying it's worth $281,000. Okay, so what is $148,000 divided by 281? If we check that fraction, okay, so the information that he's given me is not enough to decide anything. Okay. 148 divided by 281, that's about 53%, okay? So far it sounds good, right? But that's just so far, right? I need more information, okay? So we're talking about exit strategies. We're talking about exit before you enter, right? Well, typically we have a formula that we use to make an offer on a property, right? We have a formula that we use to make an offer on a property. And the formula is very simple. It's 65% of the after repair value minus the repair estimate of the property. That's my offer always.
You have reached the voicemail box of 973-445-0744.
So that's my offer always. 65% of the after repair value. So the value considers pretty much everything. Is it rented out? If it's not rented out, if it's in a nice neighborhood, the value considers a lot. Then the repair, you know, those are the two.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Luther, please?
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Luther, please?
Hey, what's up?
Luther, can I speak to Luther Talker?
No. Who is this?
My name is Ola. I'm looking to speak to Luther Talker, the owner of 238 East 4th Avenue, Roselle.
No, maybe that's an incorrect number.
All right, thank you. All right, so that's a wrong number. Can I mute the line and you can continue? All right, so... So yeah, $148,000 on a property worth $280,000. That's essentially 52% of the value so far. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Can I speak to Juan? Can I speak to Juan?
I'm sorry, you got the wrong number.
Wrong number. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the wrong number again. And yes, you're going to find a lot of wrong numbers when you're using any system. It doesn't matter what system it is, okay? The system goes out there and scripts any numbers related to this and can be related anyhow, anywhere. All right? And are you sure? Deleting? Yes, I'm deleting. Yeah. All right. Let's continue the call. All right. So, as I was saying, you know, I have to try not to lose my train of thought or something. So, we'll keep going here. All right, $148,000, $281,000. If the property is worth $281,000 after repair, $148,000 is the listed price. That sounds good so far. Okay. Now, there are a couple of variables in my formula, which is 65% of after repair value. After repair value is a variable that we now know. So it's a constant now at 281. And we also know the, we don't.
Sorry, I'm unable to take your call at the moment, but please leave your name, number, and a very quick message, and I will get back to you.
Record your message after the tone. Simply hang up when done. Or for delivery options, press the pound sign.
So we know the after repair value. We know how much they want, but that's how much they want is not part of my formula. Okay. Remember, it's 65% of after repair value minus repair estimate. That's my offer. That's equals to my offer. All right. The $148,000 gives me a good idea of how motivated they are. But also, I don't know that because I don't know how much repair is needed with the property. Okay. So there's a variable that's missing, and that's the repair. So far, my answer to this person is, it looks good so far. I need more information. Starting from repair, I need to know how much repair estimate it needs. And how do I know that? I can look online and see some pictures. I can have a good idea and then decide if I want to go see the property after it makes, you have to like step by step say, hey, it makes sense so far. It makes sense so far. It makes sense
Hello.
So far.
Hello, please leave a message after the talk.
All right. So, I mean, that's all you can do until it makes sense all the way to closing and you close the deal and you make 30 grand and you walk out with anywhere from 10, 15, $5,000, 30 grand, $82,000, which is my highest thus far. All right. So it's possible. Okay. It's absolutely possible. But how do you do it? Because you reach out to lots and lots and lots of people. You do marketing to a lot and lots and lots of people, which is what we're doing right now. Speaking of what we're doing right now, we're 16 minutes deep, okay? We've called 13 leads so far. We've made 20 calls. We've had one contact. That means that person we spoke to, right? That they're not interested to sell, right? So if they're not interested, but it's still a contact. 7 voicemails we've left in 16 minutes. Could be more. 29 points, okay? So based on our dispositions, I always like to review this. Based on our disposition, we now have 30 points, by the way. Based on our dispositions, it assigns scores to one of 7 different type of dispositions. What is disposition? Disposition is, 6 different types of disposition, sorry. Disposition is also used in medical terms in an emergency room, right? So a lot of people come in there for multiple reasons, but they can have one of 3 different types of dispositions, maybe 4, right? They can either be admitted, they can be discharged, or they can be transferred, right? So when people come there, they come for different reasons. They're examined by a doctor, a nurse triage them, and then when nurse triage them, then they see a doctor, they give them some immediate needed treatment, they do some lab tests, whatever they do, right? And then they give them disposition, meaning, it's a funnel. That emergency room is a funnel to send people to other areas, right? So they can either be admitted, they can be discharged to their home, or
you
they can
have
be
reached the
transferred.
Voicemail box of 9084130877. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Excuse me. Took a sip of water real quick. That was good. All right. So in online marketing or wholesaling or your own business, you have to practice the same thing. Leads come in for multiple different areas: pre-foreclosure, expired listings, tax defaults. You know, leads can come in from anywhere from personal friends and family referrals, right? And your job is to triage that lead, right? How do we triage that lead? We check if the formula is making sense to us. We're looking for a
call. Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 7327662577 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So we're looking for a couple of variables after repair value. We need to know how much repair it needs. That's really as soon as we can get to it. That's what we need before we can make an offer. Okay? It's very simple. You keep it simple, you can make an offer anytime. Now, there are some variables outside of that, but that's like your triage. That's your triage formula to see if it's even worth you looking deeper into. Okay. Now, after that, there's some other things. You know, we could start from inspection. We could start from, is there a well in the house?
Is there... Hello there. Unfortunately, I'm unable to accept your call. Leave a detailed message and
So my session just got interrupted at 20 minutes. So in 20 minutes, before I connect back again, let me just tell you what we've done in 20 minutes. In 20 minutes, we've called 16 leads. We've made 24 calls. We've had one contact. We left 9 voicemails and 35 points. So at the end of this whole session, we will do the complete math. So let me just dial back into the system, and then we can continue as usual. We're starting up to dial all over again. Yesterday, we went all the way through without any of this issue. But it's all good as long as we can connect back up again, okay? So let's see. So when we started today, we had 15 leads. Now we have 2399 leads that have not been called yet. So we go and we start, and then it's calling me right now. And then
Storm. Press 1 to continue.
All right, we start the dialing all over again. All right. So unfortunately, every time we start, my pause will show 0. But at the end of the day,
for quality assurance, your call may be recorded or monitored. Natalie,
yes, hi. I'm looking to speak to Robin.
Who are you looking for?
Robin Bola.
Can you spell the last name?
Last name is Bulla.
Are you calling Riker Financial Services?
No, I'm actually calling because I this number came up for that person. Apparently, I'm looking for a person who owns a property on Brooklawn Avenue in Roselle.
I don't know that there's a person by that name here.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for your time. So as you can see, I dug a little deeper, just in case that person works there. You never know, you know. And they may say, "Hey, let me call you back." Yes, I work, but you say, "Let me call you back." And they want to reach back out to me later on. You know, never know. So always dig as deep as you can go before you get up. Deleting this phone number, yes, because it's actually a wrong number. And we'll continue. All right, so. So that's the variable. So remember, we're talking about exit strategies, and we're talking about making sure you exit before you enter. Okay, you exit before you enter. That's what you want to do. Okay, that's what you want to be doing. That's a good best practice for you in this business. But even after you use your first triage, your triage formula, which is after, you know, is it even worth my time?
Customer, you have called. Is unavailable to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
So even after I use your triage formula, you still have to look a little further. Now, when I make these calls, I'm not just asking them. I'm not like, if I get somebody on the phone right now, I'm not just saying, "Hey, what is your house worth? What's the repair cost?" No, I'm not just saying that. I got to engage in a fun-filled conversation with them. As a matter of fact, I got to relax and just have a conversation. And typically, I try to get to my point. I try to get to a point where I ask a simple question. Tell me the story. What's going on with the property? Tell me the story. And I just say that, and that let people relax, and then they tell me everything I need to know to get to the information that I need. Like I said, the information that I truly need is what is the house worth and how much work it's going to need. If it doesn't need work, I need to know. You know, that means I probably need carpeting and painting at least, right? Like TLC, right? So those are information I need. But so I always exit before I enter. And I do that at every level through the game, from talking to them, from just setting appointments, to closing the deal, and, you know, all of that. I always exit before I enter. So with that being said, what kind of exit strategies do we have, okay? And I want to try to cover the all four of the exit strategy that I have used in the past and I like to use. I'm going to cover all four of them today. And what I want to do is, let's see here. Let me tell you what all four of them are in case I can't cover them all, but at least you have what they are, right? There's wholesaling, MLS listing, fix and flip, buy and hold, okay? There's five here, which is a referral, okay? There's also partnerships, and there's also consulting, okay? So those are seven. The first four is typically what I go for, okay? Number one is my favorite because I can be in and out and make some cash. Buy and hold. Some...
Hello.
Yes, I can I speak to David, please?
Can
I speak to Mr. Kibler? Kibler, David.
No, wrong number.
Wrong number. Thank you. So when I was talking to my partner yesterday, he said something to the effect of. He said, let's see here. Would you like to count this out? Nope. He said, maybe we should check the numbers. Maybe Red X has the wrong numbers, too much wrong numbers. And I said, no, that's just natural. You're going to have a lot more dispositions that doesn't result in anything than the one that results in something. Why? Because this is entrepreneurship. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. If you can get all the way through this, then you win the game of entrepreneurship. And the key here is getting through all of this, okay? That's the key here. Remember this graph I showed you yesterday?
A call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9082091670 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So remember this graph that I showed you yesterday, this exponential graph, right? And I told you that, let me see here if I can, my screen is it's not showing fully here. Let me make sure that you're seeing the right thing. Let's reduce that a little bit. There you go. I think you should be good now. There you go. Yeah. The green line is the graph that's probably more like it, okay? And that green line, if you zoom in, there's ups and downs, okay? But ultimately, it's going up. But in your first few months, it's probably going to be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life, okay? And I'm not scaring you. I'm telling you that to empower you. I'm telling you that so you can have a proper expectation for what it takes to build a strong million-dollar business, okay? If you and when I say million-dollar business, let me explain to you what that means, okay? The way you count $1 million is you look at how much you made in that business, your total sales, and multiply that by 5 to 7 years, okay? If that's up to $1 million, that's $1 million business that you have, okay? That's how you, okay? Because that question has come up before. How do you determine what $1 million business is? You multiply your annual revenue by 5 to 7 years. If it's up to $1 million, what you're running is $1 million business, because all it takes for you to make $1 million that year is to 10x. Okay, that's really all it takes. Okay, and to 10x, once you have something that's working, 10xing is probably one of the easiest things you can do when it comes to scaling. Once you figure out how to make some money first.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9732821302 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, does that make sense? So
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9082599511 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. So if you, in that first year, that first 6 months, as you can see, look at the x-axis right there. That's 6 months before you can start seeing some action, okay? And that only if you're looking at your outcome only. If you're looking at your input, like for example, I'm looking at how many voicemails I'm dropping. And that keeps me excited. Okay. And if I was looking at how many people I spoke to, I would quit. But if I look at how many voicemails I'm dropping, I'm excited. Does that make sense? So, hello? All right, I thought it was somebody on the line. I muted myself already, so I try to mute myself now so people don't hear me ranting while they come online. All right, so let's see here. So as you can see, the green line is the money line. The blue line is not realistic.
Hi, you reach with Healy Builders. Nobody can take your call. Leave your name, your number, and a brief message. We'll come here to get back to you. Thank you.
All right, the green line is the money line. And as you can see, the green line really did not take off until the fifth month, maybe the sixth month. And then it started going up. And then everybody looked and they say, hey, overnight success, right? And then you laugh and you're like, yeah, right. Right? So that's the way it works. So exit strategies here, wholesaling, MLS listing, fix and flip, buy and hold. Referrals. Sometimes a deal is not yours. You refer it to somebody who can do it, and it's just not worth your time. It's not your specialty. It's not a place you enjoy. You give it to somebody else to do it for you. I've had checks come in like that at $3,000-$5,000 before just for giving somebody else to do the deal, right? Because it wasn't my forte.
Thank you for calling Krasansky Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Plumbing
our
and heating.
Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m.
Definitely
to
the wrong number.
P.m.
The wrong number, you know, trust that number. It says Plumbing and Heating. All right. We're calling properties in Hillside now, by the way, just so you know. Hillside, New Jersey. All right. So my market is Union County. Okay. If you're in New Jersey, you know what that is. My market is Union County. That's my target market right now. All right. So let's talk about wholesaling. Wholesaling, essentially, you buy and you sell. And you put in probably no work needed, nothing, just two transactions, sometimes one transaction from, and you can use an assigned all contract if it's all cash, and as long as there's no restrictions on the mortgage or the financing that's buying the property, or seasonal restrictions. Again, these are things that you don't have to worry about right now. Your job is to worry about finding deals, okay? Marketing is really your responsibility. Everything else, you let the lawyers, you let the title company, you let them worry about all of the other stuff. Like the technicalities, the legalities, and all those things, you let them worry about that. Understand the concept, okay? You're looking for distressed owners, you're looking for distressed properties, you're looking for motivated sellers. And why would they want to give you the house? Because the house has become a liability. Okay? Very, very simply put. The house has become a liability and it's not worth it for them to hold on to it. Why do I want to buy the house if it's a liability? Because somebody else's liability is an asset to me, especially if I have knowledge, especially if I have expertise, especially if I have negotiation skills, like you will learn here over time, okay? But for them, it's a liability, right? And there are many reasons, not just because they have lack knowledge. It could also be because it's not worth their time, okay? Sometimes you let go of situations because it's just not worth your time. I let go of certain deals to referrals. I refer it to other people. It's not worth my time, but I refer it to somebody else, and they benefit off of it, and I still get to benefit from it as well, too. We're calling Will Smith. That's the name here. Will and Betty Smith. All right? So that's something that you should pay attention to. So wholesaling, you buy, you find deals, right? You put them under contract at a set price. That set price needs to be 65% of the after repair value minus the repair estimate. And then you turn around and you sell that contract, or what we call the equitable interest in that contract or the property, right? We sell that interest to an investor who wants to put in the work, fix it, and make profit from it. And you sell that contract at a fee. That fee can be anything, okay? And like I said earlier, my highest has been $82,000. It depends on how much spread in the equity. It depends on how good the deal is. It depends on a couple of variables, okay? And ultimately, the person that's buying it, the end buyer or cash buyer, as some like to call it, they need to have enough space to be able to make a profit. So I like to sell it to them at 75% minus repair estimate. The spread between 65 and 75% minus repair estimate is my fees. That's the money I make for finding the deal. That's called being a wholesaler. That's my first exit strategy in any of this. Why? Because I get to stack some cash, and I'm still at the stage where I am just stacking. I need to stack as much cash as possible, okay? I need to stack as much cash as possible. You need to have cash. You need cash. Cash. Cash flow is king. Cash is king. Cash is king, but cash flow is much more king, okay? But in this context, you need to stack a lot of cash. You need to be liquid in just in case, okay? Recessions happen, things happen, emergencies happen, you need cash. Cash is accepted everywhere around the world, okay? Everything else, especially Bitcoins, is not accepted everywhere yet, okay? All right, so let's go here. By the way, calls are still being made, okay? Since we jump on again, we're now 15 minutes in. We've called 11 leads. We've made 22 calls. No contact, no appointment set, of course. By the way, no appointment set in 5 days.
Please leave your message for...
And,
hello.
5 voicemails, okay? 6 voicemails now, okay? 29 score points, okay? So, we're going. All right, so the second one is MLS listing. I always encourage you, okay, wholesalers, get your license. It costs you almost nothing, okay? Get a license so you can leave that gray area, depending on what state you are, if you're wholesaling. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to John Polo, please?
Who?
John Polo?
John?
Yeah, John.
John?
Is the wrong number?
Yeah, this is the wrong number.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that was wrong number. Okay. Delete? Yes. No contact. Resume. All right. So MLS listing, let me make sure that you can see my screen. So MLS listing, MLS stands for multiple listing system. Okay. And multiple listing system is, I'm going to use layman language. I don't know the technical.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to John Polo, please?
No, he's not here.
Do you have a good number for him so yes. I can reach him?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling with regards to his property in Linden, Adam Street in Linden.
Oh, okay. Can you call back later about 7?
Call back around 7. What about Monday? You think it's gonna be around a Monday?
Yes, about this time. It's okay.
Around this time on Monday, I'll call him on Monday. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
That's the closest to good that we had so far. So now I'm setting the disposition of callback set to that one, and I'll put Monday. Monday is the 26th, and. And I could put some notes. Call back Monday. All right, very simple. And I'll click apply, and then we'll continue. Now somebody is calling back. I send them to voicemail when they call back like that. Okay. All right, so MLS stands for multiple listing system. Okay. Matter of fact, why don't you and I? Guess I'm still following that. Let's send a voicemail.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Kevin Maloney
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
All right, so drop that voicemail real quick. All right. So shout out to those of you that are watching me live. Okay. Shout out to you. I know a majority of the people will watch, recording, and rebroadcast later. Shout out to all of you as well. If anything I'm making sense to you, makes sense to you, just click like, click on the thumbs up for me. Thank you so much. If you only have to do that once throughout the session. Just give me a thumbs up. I really appreciate that. And please use the comment or chat area to ask any questions. I would love to engage with you. And feel free to share this video with other people as well. All right. So we're talking about MLS. Let's see what MLS means. MLS, Google MLS, Google MLS. Multiple listing systems. Well, there's football stuff here. Okay. When I say football, I meant...
Hello?
Yes, hi. Hello?
Hello?
Can I speak to Shamel, please?
Shamel is not there. Can I take a message?
Oh, Shamel is not in right now?
No, can I take a message?
Yes, my name is Ola. And and you can have Shamel call me back. I'm interested in buying 27 Westbrook Court, Roselle, New Jersey.
You're interested in buying?
Yeah, I want to buy the property.
Okay. Your name is Ola?
Ola, yes. Ola.
Ola. Ola. Espanol?
No, this is a African name.
Okay, Ola. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Ola.
Thank you so much. I'll expect, you have my number, right?
No, excuse me. Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
That's okay. Take your time.
Okay.
All right, my phone number is 732.
732.
309.
309.
3834.
3834.
Yes.
And Ola.
Yeah, Ola. O-L-A.
Okay.
All right, and is it okay if I try to check back on Monday around this time?
Yeah, anytime, yes.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Bye. So for anybody that ever doubts if numbers are real or not, that's a good number, okay? Again, it's just all about digging through the rough to find the diamonds. You're going to get through a lot of duds to find the studs. Just like in any business. So I'm going to set a callback set here because I want to retry calling this person back by Monday. Monday the 26th, same time, essentially. Call back Monday message. All right. So, and I'm going to click apply and continue. All right. So, as we were saying, MLS stands for multiple listing services, not systems, multiple listing services, okay? So what it means is the for every state in the United States, there's a central MLS, okay? Sometimes multiple central MLSs. So, for example, in New Jersey, we have the Garden State MLS. I don't know if the New Jersey MLS still exists. They have the Middlesex MLS, which is now called the Central Jersey MLS, and I think they have something in Hudson County. They have something in Hudson County, and they have something in the Ocean County area down by the shore, right? So you just have to find whatever the MLS is in your local area, and you know there are some deals on there because that's where all the realtors do. The licensed real estate agents, that's where they list the properties, okay? And in my opinion, still has the best exposure to your property if you're trying to sell. So a lot of people list, people trust the licensed agents because of the title tag, the licensed, right? So because of that reason, you have multiple reasons. I can give you like 10 different reasons why it's not a bad idea to get a license, to just get licensed. In New Jersey, you spend $200 to $400, you'll be licensed, you know, and then you will learn some cool things about real estate law in the state. And now you have access to the MLS, right? Yes, there may be some cost to holding your license because you're running a business. You know, I don't know, maybe $50, maybe free. I do have, if you're in New Jersey, let me know. I have a platform where you can hang your license for free. You just pay your insurance, your yearly insurance, and maybe the county, the board of realtors fee once a year. That's about it. You don't pay any month if you don't want to. And you can actually make 100% if you want to, 100% commissions on any deal. You close, you sell, you list, anything like that. So that's part of my exit strategy. By, you know, if somebody wants to sell their property at a full price, I'm not turning them away. You know, I can get them listed because I have a person in my team who is actually a licensed New Jersey real estate who will get that listed, and they'll be happy to get that listed. Okay, and if they get it listed, it's okay. I can send them the lead, and you know, you can sell leads out here too. You know, so. There's nothing illegal about selling a lead, a good quality lead, right? And if they're in your team, then whatever you do with how you share resources in between your team is completely up to you. That doesn't have to be public, okay? Now, I'm not telling you to make commissions by not being a real estate agent. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying what you do in your house, in your team, is completely up to you as long as that person is part of your team, okay? So that's an exit strategy for me. So, hey, I'm looking to buy a property. Needs work.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I'm looking to buy this property, you know, and the person, I give them my offer. My offer is almost 50% of what they have to repair. They said no. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Joseph Hobson, please?
You have the wrong number.
Thank you. Yes.
This is like the third time you called this number.
Definitely not me. Okay? Definitely not me. But sorry about that.
This is the third time, sir.
I do keep track of numbers we call.
Bye.
You know what? See what I just did? I didn't have to. Okay. So that person caught me off guard. Typically, you don't engage any kind of negativity. Just say, I'm sorry, and hang up. It's very simple. But as you can see, you know, my bad behavior still falls through the cracks sometimes. Okay. So I'm going to trash that number. And now, it is a possibility. Let me say something real quick. With the system I'm using, it is a possibility that it could be, you know what? What I'm going to do is, before I hang up, I'm going to see if it's an agent. Okay. If it's an agent, I need to know that. So so I can block number across board on the system.
Hello?
Quick question, please, ma'am. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, quick question, please. Are you...
I need to
see if... So another question you can ask if you're using my SIM system.
Hello?
Hello?
Keep calling my house.
Quick question. Sorry about that. You're not a real estate agent, right?
What?
You're not a real estate agent. I just want to make sure.
What did you say?
Are you a real estate agent by any chance? Just want to make sure.
I'm no kind of agent. You're calling a personal person.
All right. Cool. I want to delete the number of my system. Just want to make sure you're not an agent. Sorry about that. Okay. All right, so I just need to delete on just this lead. So if a person is an agent, a real estate agent, their number can show up multiple times on multiple leads, okay? That's why I wanted to find out, but all I need to do. But then I have a disposition to mark it as agent number and then need to block it across board. So that's part of the beautiful things about the Storm Dial as well, too. So, but I'm going to trash this young lady's number and we don't have to deal with that again, at least not on this lead. All right, resume. All right, so but typically, as I was saying, if you smell any negativity, I think I've said that multiple times, you don't have to deal with that. Just say you're sorry and let it go. Just let it go as soon as you can and move on to the next person, okay? You gain nothing from engaging that. So back to MLS listing. So I can think of like 4, 5, 10 different reasons why you should get a license. It's not mandatory. You can have a person who is licensed on your team. For me, I'm not licensed, but I have a person who is on my team who is licensed, okay? And that gives me access to a lot of stuff. So if you're the person that wants to go get licensed, it's worth it. I've been licensed before in New Jersey. I've been licensed before in New York. So I've gone through that. The reason why I dropped the licenses was because I already have somebody on my team that's licensed, okay? And there's no point paying multiple error and omission insurances in a year or paying multiple board fees in a year. There's no point doing that at this stage. So that's why I got rid of them, okay? So, but I know that you can gain a lot from going through those classes, and by having that license, you can gain a lot. There's zero downside to it as long as you disclose to the people you're doing.
I'm sure that's not available right now. Please leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. So as long as people you're dealing with, if you offer to buy somebody's house, when you're putting them under contract, you need to disclose by law, you need to disclose to them that you're also a licensed agent. That's if you're licensed, okay? Bottom line, my rule, or what do you call it? Something I go by in this business in general is full disclosure, okay? Just full disclosure. Everybody know what we're up to, and yes, somebody's going to be making some money while we help somebody solve some problem. And that's the rule that I go by, and that keeps me safe at all times, okay? The next exit strategy here is called fix and flip. Essentially, you buy a property and you want to put in the work, okay? I don't have an extended amount of experience on that, but I've done it twice profitably, okay? Why am I not doing it right now? My resources are not there, okay? I did it when actually I felt like I was squeezing, and I managed to come out of
your
it with profit.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9089676326 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so let's see here. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah. So I did it when I kind of felt like I was squeezing, but I used a strategy that I will use all over again. I just need to have a few systems in place before I try that again, which was literally I partnered with people, and it was credit partnership, and we did all the rehab, and we did all the monitoring and the management of the rehab, and yes, the person helped us manage as well.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to 9089251416 is full. Please hang up.
Voicemail is full. All right, so I did that, but today, based on what I know, I mean, it's been, again, 2005. I came into the business 2004, December. So 2005 to now, do the math, I don't know. Yeah, 14 years, right? So, but I've been full-time since 2006, so just 12 years. So, the thing is that I need a few systems in place before I do that again, but it's a viable. When I say systems, it's not that much of stuff. I can put that together in one day, but it's still a viable exit strategy for me. Essentially, I see that, hey, there's not, maybe I'm picking up the house at 75% ARV. That means 75% of the after repair value minus repair cost. There's not too much room to wholesale unless I want to make $1,000-$2,000 and I really want to get out, right? Well, I may feel like, hey, why not make all that money? Maybe there's 35 grand, 40 grand on it, and it looks solid. It's a nice neighborhood, and I can do the rehab, and I bring on a partner, and we can do it. You see what I'm saying? Let's see here. Just trying to maintain some batteries here. All right. What about that, guys? All right. So that's a viable exit strategy, okay? The other exit strategy here that it's going to be long-term for me as well, it's really a long-term play, is buy and hold, Okay. If you want to buy and hold the property, you buy it and you hold it. That means hold it. That means you want to rent it out, right? That means the numbers make more sense on a cash on cash basis. I'm not talking about capitalization rate, okay? I'm not talking about cap rate. Cap rate is the return on your money if you were paying cash. Ideally, I never want to pay cash for a property. Does that make sense? Ideally, I never pay cash for a property. Ideally, I'll put as less cash as possible into a deal as I can. Because what I'm calculating is cash on cash. That means the actual money that came out of my pocket and how much return that money is bringing me every year. And that means the bank is giving a chunk of the money to this deal, to do the rehab, to do as much stuff as I can do as long as it's reasonable, right? So the cash on cash, I'm going to do maybe another video exercise later where we can analyze properties and stuff like that. I'll do other videos on that. But for now, just understand that I care more about cash on cash rate of return than I care about cap rate, okay? Why? Because the actual cash coming out of my pocket is all that matters, okay? That's all that matters. And I know for a fact that real estate is safe enough that banks will always give me money as long as the deals make sense, okay? As long as the deal makes sense. Are we making sense here, guys? So that's the fourth exit strategy. That's the top four right there for me, okay? The fifth one is like an extra. Sometimes you find a deal, it's not what you do. Give it to somebody who knows how to do it. If you're brand new, I definitely recommend that you give your deals to people who know how to do them, who know how to walk or navigate through a deal and learn through the process. I did that with my first four deals.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to 90829033359 is full. Please hang up.
Okay. So I did that with my first four deals. Okay. The first four leads, solid leads, appointment that I set and contract that I put houses under contract. I did it with my partner and my mentor at the time, Anthony. And before we closed any of these four, I learned through the process of just putting the paperwork together for the short sales. Those were short sales at the time. Okay. And frankly, you know.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm trying to speak to Emma McRae.
Who?
Emma. I'm trying to speak to Emma.
Oh, my dear. You have the wrong number.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
All right, so she said, my dear, you have the wrong number. All right, so you're going to have a lot of people that are just nice, including a homeowner that will actually sell you the property. You'll be very nice, and the process will be easy all the way through. So you never have a reason to spend time with anybody that's negative, okay? Deleting this one, yes. Yes, I'm deleting that number. All right. So for example, I do pre-foreclosures. I'll do short sales or a straight flip, wholesale flip if there's enough equity in the property. But when we start dealing with probate or bankruptcy or some weird stuff, you know, maybe some other weird stuff on it, or tax default, you know, tax default is not that hard, by the way. If it's just a regular lien, there's nothing hard about that. But once we start getting a little deeper into other strategies, I'll outsource it. That means I'll give it to somebody who does it. So, like, for example, today, I'm bringing somebody on my team who does the short sales. I am not going to be sitting down and be calling the bank myself anymore. I'm done with that, okay? I just give it to somebody who does all that work, right? So if you don't like doing short sales, that doesn't mean you should ignore short sales if it comes on your table. You give it to somebody that you refer to somebody. So that's also a form of exit strategy, okay? At least in the short term. Partnerships, okay? Referrals and partnership is kind of like similar, okay? Because you could partner with other people to, like, for example, you could have somebody doing your short sales and just a partnership, right? Or you could have a realtor who lists the listings that comes out of your leads, right? And it could be a form of partnership in exchange for access to MLS, in exchange for them giving you all the comps you need, you give them lead. Because primarily you're a marketer. So you should be marketing enough to possibly generate leads that's only good enough for an agent, right? And you can create partnerships, strategic partnerships like that. So that's also another exit strategy. Consulting is something I do heavily. Okay, for example, I create content and I do consulting. And
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 908241069 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is some water. Oh. All right, so let's continue. I have to sip on some water right there. All right, so consulting, if you are really good at this, you're going to start getting very good at some point, and you are closing lots of deals, and you're good at, you know what you're talking about, and you can consult. You know, you can charge a fee to consult with people. You can consult in marketing, because what you do primarily is marketing. And you can also consult when it comes to real estate too, and you can charge a fee for that as well too. Business consulting fee, whatever you want to call it. And you can sell information or products, okay? There's a formula that I highly recommend that at some point you want to implement that in your business. It's called ILDT. You invest, you learn, you do, you teach. The reason why I love teaching is because there's a saying that you teach, you learn twice. Okay, there's a lot of stuff I figure out just by talking to you, okay? There's a lot of ideas, new concepts that become some of my most profitable concepts over the years that comes to me just from talking, just from teaching. So invest, learn, do, and teach. You're doing. We know that you're going to do and you're going to make some profit. But when you teach, you can also create an academy. You can create a school out of this. You can create consulting services out of this. And it's an additional source of income for your business. Why do you think the gurus do it? You think they just do it because they love you? No, they do it because it's an additional source of revenue that allows them to stay afloat even more in their businesses.
You have reached Gerald Patterson.
All right, so that was Sajir. On to the next. All right, so those are the four exit strategies, okay? So with that being said, I want to go over this really quickly, okay?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Can I speak to Irene, please?
Yes. Here's the wrong number.
I have wrong number, thank you.
Wrong number.
Thank you. So it said wrong number. Actually, this looks like it's, it says Irene, where are ears? Hairs and devices. Looks like it's an estate. Looks like it's a inheritance situation. But they say wrong number. Something I can do about that. Keep it moving. All right. Now we're calling Mr. or Mrs. Walker. All right. So am I making sense, guys? So let me review really quickly. So we're 16 minutes deep into this call session. Okay. We're actually more like 80 minutes, but somehow we lost 10 minutes. Oh, we're 17 minutes deep. Sorry, 17 minutes. Somehow we lost. Remember, I came on 2 minutes late, but we lost some minutes in between trying to restart the system once it got interrupted at 20 minutes. But right now, 41 minutes in the second session that we started, 31 leads has been called. 53 calls has been made. Okay. So cold calling is fun as long as you have a system that works for you. It's not a lot of fun to be trying to dial everything one by one on your phone. That's not fun. Okay. And that's something I would never do. So you leverage machines as much as you can. Okay. In that 41 minutes, we've left 12 voicemails, just kind of low. Okay. But I've set 2 callback has been set, okay? 2 callback has been set, and I have 79 points. Now, the 79 points, let me talk quickly. I always like to review on every session, the 79 points things here. So there are 5 possible dispositions, okay? that create points. There are other dispositions that doesn't create any points, okay?
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9083808867 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. So there are 5 possible dispositions that will give me points, okay? The first one is when a call is made. For every call that's made, even if it's a second call to the same lead, it's 1 point, okay? Why? Because every point counts. Every time you call counts towards your next deal, okay? That's the whole point here. And you could use this point system to motivate your team, and you can give bonuses when people make a certain level of points in a week or something like that. But that's obviously, that brings business back to you. So every contact made is equals to 2 points. Every call made is 1 point. Every appointment set, which I have not set any in 5 days, okay, that's not my fault. Okay, that's just the way it goes. If I set an appointment, there's a very, very high chance it becomes a deal, okay? A deal means $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, okay? So that's why appointments is like 5 points, okay? Because that's closer to the money, okay? Every voicemail that's left, even though you've already counted 1 point for the call made, every voicemail counts as 1 point, one additional point. Every callback that you set, every time you actually speak to a real person and you set a callback time, that counts as 1 point, okay? So those are the 5 dispositions when people come through my triage process in here, which is what I'm doing as I'm talking to you, just calling these numbers and finding out which numbers are good and dropping voicemails just as a point of touch. All those voicemails are essentially marketing pieces out there for me. Somebody was trying to return my call.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
So calls made, contact, set appointment, voicemail, callback set. Those are the 5 dispositions possible, okay, to gain me points. Now, there's an additional thing that gets me points. Every 30 minutes I spend in a call session gives me additional 10 points. All right? So if you have a team that you're building up for yourself, this is a great way to keep track of yourself and to see how well you're doing and to keep you motivated. Because in the beginning, as you see here, you will not be able to count how many leads you're closing. The only thing you can count is your input, okay? That's the only thing you can count at this point in the beginning, that first 3, 4, 5, 6 months. The results, it's not, you know, the green line is not going to raise its head until like 6 months, okay? So in the beginning, you can't really count how many deals until later on, because the only thing you can count is how many calls you're making, how long you're spending on phone sessions, and how many voicemails you're leaving, right? How many callbacks you're setting. And, you know, that's all you can count. And the more you do those things, the closer you get to your first deal. And you want to keep it simple in a simple system like that for yourself. Okay, I'm going to leave that graph there for a minute so you can stare at it, because that green line is your journey. That's what you need to be on. And the sooner you start, the better, okay? And if you jump from one strategy to the other all the time, that would delay the point when your green line is supposed to start raising its head. That would delay you and delay your results, okay? But once you close your first deal, you'll be spoiled forever, okay? That means you will never want to go back again. That means you're, like, wherever you're coming from right now is completely destroyed, and you can't undo that. It's impossible, all right? So that's very important for you to note. The beginning can seem very difficult. And like I said, I need to correct myself. It gets easier with time. That's what you need to know. This thing, this journey is only going to get easier with time. So in the beginning, it's your responsibility to stay through the course of the game.
Usted ha contactado a 9083808867.
I need to get a... I need to get a hold of my affiliate link, okay? So you guys can start signing up for your Red X and start making your calls. And once you nail an appointment, you need somebody to help you walk you through, and that's why we're here, to help you walk through any of those kind of things. But the process is very simple, as you know, what you make money as a wholesaler, what you make money from is generating leads, okay? And you already have leads. So what we're doing right now is you're pre-qualifying those leads. We are triaging those leads. So when we're giving them dispositions, some numbers are bad, some people are negative, right? Some not, whatever. You're giving them disposition. You're looking for 5 dispositions to count towards money here. Okay, you're looking for callbacks. You're looking for appointment set, which is the holy grail. It's 5 points. You're looking for to leave voicemails. You're looking to make calls. You're looking for how long you're spending on there. So I recommend 90 minutes, okay, 90 minutes to about 2 hours per day. And I recommend that. And even if you have so much money and you're doing a lot of direct mail, I suggest hiring somebody for $500 and making these calls anyway, okay? I suggest that because it's just additional source of leads that can turn to money for you, okay? We're making sense here. So, yeah, we're running deep here. So I already spoke about the example I gave you about $148,000 houses listed. I don't care about that number. I guess the number is good enough for me to know that, hey, they're motivated enough to list the property at 52% of what it's actually worth, which is 281, they say, right? But then I need to dig deeper. I need more information. I need a couple more information on this property, right? Yesterday, my partner sent me a property, and I looked it up. And one thing I want you to pay attention to in this business, or any business for that matter, is that beyond the theory, beyond what you read in the books, right, there's some things that you can only pick up from experience, or that only a mentor can tell you, okay? And it may not make logical sense to you up front, okay? But you just have to, you know, wait until it makes sense to you, okay? So I was shown this house, has brand new sidings, but needs complete work, okay? Complete gutted work inside. And this is in Irvington, New Jersey. And this house is, it's brand new sidings, you know, sidings meaning the vinyl sidings on the wall, on the outside exterior wall of the house. So for somebody who doesn't really know real estate, it looks like a new construction. So there are two types of properties, okay, at least in this area, in the Newark, Irvington, East Orange area of New Jersey, essentially in what you would call the hood, right? There are two types of properties that you typically see, and some are existing homes and some are new constructions, okay? There were a ton of new constructions that were built over the past 20 to 25 years, and those properties are worth a lot more than the houses that were built in 1953, 1918, and 1923, right? And there's a lot of those houses still exist, and some of them are still very strong. However, they are worth less, okay? Simply because they're existing homes, okay? And the other ones are newer constructions, and the demand for newer construction is just a lot more. And the primary value, the primary driver of value, obviously, is demand and supply. Obviously, more people will want a newer construction than existing homes, never mind all the vintage, whatever, blah, 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 right? At least not in that area. So.
You have reached a number that is not currently set up to receive calls. Please try again later.
Hang up. And no answer. So when he showed me the house, when they listed it in the MLS, it was listed as year built 2010. So from experience, I know that this house was not, I don't care if he has a brand new sidings, right? It wasn't built in 2010. I could just tell, okay? And let me see if I can see an example of such a house, and I'll show you in a second. I'm gonna go to Zillow. Zillow, Newark, New
Jersey. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Not available at the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Let me drop that voicemail real quick. All right, so Newark, New Jersey, Newark's home for sale. Okay, so I'm going to go here. Let's see. Okay. All right.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me, please?
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to speak to Hedley.
I can't hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me now? Let me make sure you can hear me first.
I can hear you, but the phone is really low. Like, hello?
Okay, sorry about that. I'm trying to speak to a person called Hedley. All right, so I'm gonna redial. The hung up, okay? You just couldn't hear me, so I'm gonna dial again.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
No, it's still really, really low.
Oh, okay, I'm trying to speak to somebody called Hedley.
You tried to do what?
I'm trying to speak to Hedley.
Can you call me from another phone or something? Because I can't hear nothing that you're... I can hear you, but it's really, really low. And where I'm at right now, it's really, really loud.
All right, no problem. Thank you. So I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to mark this as good number. And I'm going to continue to the left line. Let's not waste time on that. So clearly, her phone is low, not my phone, because I've been using the phone, right? So you just gotta keep it moving. If you encounter something like that, gotta keep it moving. All right. So let's get back to this listing here. Okay. All right. So this property, a couple of properties are here, right? Okay. So this is a good example right here. This is a solid good example right here. This property right here. I can tell that it's not a brand new construction, okay? I can tell. A person who is not familiar with the area may think it's a brand new construction, okay? Let me close that real quick. Let me see, show you if I can. This right here, this is a brand new construction, all right? Yes, the house needs work, but it's a brand new construction. It was built within the last 20 to 25 years. See? Built in 2008.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Up that voicemail real quick. All right. So some people don't know the difference.
Hello, and welcome to the Borough of Roselle. If you would like to use touch
the
tone,
Borough of Roselle.
Press 1.
No.
If you have,
that's not the number I'm looking for. So Borough of Roselle. No. And this looks like another Borough of Roselle number 2. Delete that. Okay. And we're gonna click continue. All right, so back to here. New construction. This is a new construction right here. Fax number. Uh-oh. Hang up, trash, and delete. So it looks like somebody's, maybe the city took over a property or something. But you never know. It could be a deal there. Just call. There you go. On to the next. So this is a new construction right here. And this right here. This property has new sidings, but it's an older construction than the other one, okay? So, but not that old, but older construction. Now, the only reason why I could tell is because of experience. See, 1967, built in 1967, okay? As a matter of fact, let me see if I can pull up that same house that my partner was talking about. I think this is
1962.
Let's drop the voice
back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay. So that's that right there. Just drop that voicemail. All right. So somebody's calling me back. send them to voicemail. We'll call them back after the session. All right, so any return call, as usual, I push them to the end of the session, okay? All right, so this is the house that we're talking to. House in question. Let's see if you have a year built here. So somebody labeled year built 2010, okay? I know for a fact that this property was not built in 2010. This structure has not been built since 2020 something, okay? Yes, the sidings looks a little newer. Okay, the siding, like the exterior siding, looks a little newer, but
hello.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm trying to speak to John. My name is Ola.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to speak to. My name is Ola. I'm trying to speak to John. All right, thank you. Yeah. All right, so that's the wrong number. Okay, let's keep on moving on to the next. All right, so not only that, when you look in the basement, some pictures here, when I pop up this picture and I look in the basement, I look at the structure of the basement, there's no way this house was built in 2010. So the question of my partner now becomes, how come it was listed there then? Well, good question. Now look at the structure of the basement area too, like that foundational area right there. That doesn't look like a new construction to me. To you, just the siding may look new. Just looking at this information may be like, oh yeah, they said it's 2010, so it must be 2010. No, not necessarily, okay? Not necessarily. So the best way to look that up, the right number will be to be in the tax records, okay? Let's see here. Let me hang that up. It's a fax number. The system. No. Okay. We're almost done with this session, by the way. Almost done. We lost about, let's just go 10 more minutes, okay? 10 more minutes. We lost about 10 minutes in the middle somewhere, okay? All right, so the best way is to check the tax records, okay? Sometimes the realtors will list a house and put the year renovated. It looks like it might have been renovated back in 2010, and that's what they put here as year built. But that's wrong information. It's misrepresentation. It's not necessarily illegal. A lot of people do that. It's your responsibility to know the right thing. These are easy ways to get in trouble in the business, okay? Easy ways, because then you're going to buy this property thinking it was built in 2010. You're going to try to sell it with that attribute, and somebody's going to call you out and say, no, it was not built in 2010, right? No way it was built in 2010, right? See here. All right, so let's go back here. All right, so let me see if I can check the tax records of this property. Maybe to give us the right thing. Somewhere in Google, I can go in MLS and check that, but I don't feel like it right now. So let me see if there's a tax record somewhere. There's a link to the tax record somewhere. You can see the actual year built. Let's see, realty track here. Maybe some other links here. Property owner records, I'm not going into that. Okay. Let me type year built here. There you go. Got into Google and see what comes up. A lot of time you Google certain information, they'll come right up. Okay. It's definitely, this is the present listing. This present listing, we don't want that. What we want is, see, there you go. 1928, it pops right up into Google. So I want to click into this link right here. This is more of the public record of the property. So this one says the same house. Okay. This one says it was built in 1932.
You have so reached the voicemail box.
Sometimes you gotta dig a little deeper.
3-4-6-0-1-6-5-7.
Let's drop that voicemail. That voicemail real quick until next. All right, sometimes you got to dig a little deeper, okay? And you can't take everything that's written down or typed somewhere on the internet on face value, okay? And sometimes you just listen to a mentor, okay? And somebody who can see that from afar. Just by looking at the house, I knew it wasn't built in 2010. Another, I'm just giving you reasons why you need a mentor next to you if you're doing this business. In the first four deals, I'm really, really happy that I did that in the beginning, the first four deals. And even after that, long after I continued to do more deals, a lot of time I would call Anthony up.
You have reached Jessica from San Francisco. Please leave your name and number of
numbers. Here's that voicemail.
Hello, please record
your
message.
Another voicemail.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. So a lot of time you'll be presented with a house anywhere on the internet by a person, and you know they could label with the wrong information, and you know just dig a little deeper. If it's new construction, then you should be able to tell, okay, or ask questions. But after a few deals, you will know the difference, okay. This is strictly for those of you that you're in a neighborhood where you will see a lot of new construction. There's certain neighborhoods where new construction doesn't matter. Much, okay.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
So most upper-class neighborhood or middle-class neighborhoods, you will not have to deal with that. A new construction would not, maybe a little bit difference in value, but nothing significant because most of the houses are good anyway, okay? So it depends on what I just said and everything I just shared with you depends on what neighborhood you're in. Which is, again, another reason why you must find people that are already in the business for a while and work around them for a while. Learn as much as you can learn from them because it can be a little bit bigger than just the numbers you see on paper. Yes, I'm looking for those two variables. What is it worth, right? And what are the comps saying they're worth and what's the repair estimate? And that will help me make an offer. But just like anything else in life that's worthwhile, or that very profitable, there's probably a little bit more that you should learn that you can only depend on time to learn and the right mentorship and being around the right mentorship to learn, right? So that's something I would definitely pay attention to, okay? So another thing about this particular property is listed right now for $59,000 and apparently it was sold back in 2005 for $250,000 plus. So when my partner was asking me yesterday and we're talking about this, I said, well, obviously that was 2005. We were in the middle of a bubble. So whatever happened to this property back then, it's not like it's useless information, frankly, but that has nothing to do with today's market. It may give you an idea of where the market could possibly go in the future, but then you'll be working strictly based on speculation, okay? Now, this website gives you some comparables. Another thing is that came up in that conversation, because apparently some realtor had told him that there are comparables for houses being listed for $289,000, $300,000. But then my next question is that, what is sold, right? So, yes, you can see right here on the left-hand side, there's a property listed for $259,000. There's another one listed for $175,000, $89,000. But unless it's actually sold, we can't use that comp. The only people that are allowed to use such comparables are appraisers. And you and I know that appraisers is not always the right number to use, especially when you're in the middle of buying. When you're buying, you need to be pessimistic. When you're selling, you're optimistic. It just makes sense because obviously in between those two things is the spread, which we call profit, okay? So what do you think the property is worth? When you're trying to sell it, you're optimistic. Of course, naturally, you'd be inclined to being optimistic, but you should be conservative and borderline what some people may call pessimistic when you're looking at what the property is worth as a buyer, okay? you need to look at the comparables. The comparables need to make sense. So, for example, this one says you are here. There's a property here for sale, 28 days, was sold. Was this sold? I'm not even sure. But this is a comparable, apparently. Was built in 1930, just about the same year. $65,000, $70,000, okay? So the best thing you can do with this kind of property is maybe buy and hold for some rental, okay? As far as I was a wholesaler, there's not too much room to wholesale and with this kind of deals, okay? You can't make it work if you're very creative, but, you know, for the ideal, it's not feasible. It's not really a feasible situation, okay? So, supposed to dial that. Let me see, did I have myself mute? I didn't mute myself. So every now and then I still forget to mute myself. See here. Are we making sense? We're about 2 minutes away from the end of this call. If you're hanging out with me, I appreciate that. Thank you for hanging out with me. Feel free to share this video with anybody you know that will really appreciate it. And don't forget to give me a thumbs up. Just click on the like button, the thumbs up, before you leave. And if you have any questions, please feel free to drop it in the comment box below. I really, really appreciate that because I need to know what you're thinking. I would love to know what you're thinking. Right, so let's see, is this one sold? I'm not sure if it's sold.
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
But anyway, when you're looking at comparables, as a buyer, what you're looking for is, as a wholesaler, okay? As a wholesaler, if you pick up deals that the numbers don't add up, nobody's going to buy it from you. If you're wrapped up into it, you're going to be wrapped up into the wrong property and nobody's going to purchase it from you. You're going to be stuck with the property. You need to make sure that your numbers are right. The real estate investors who are going to buy this, the end buyers, can be very conservative. So you need to be conservative. You need to pick up really good deals so you can leave lots of room in the upside. That's the idea when you're buying. You want to leave lots of room up in the upside. Does that make sense? That's how you do this game. When you're buying, you're going in as low as you can possibly can. And when you're selling, you're trying to sell as high as you can. You don't speculate on the possibilities of how high you can sell when you're buying. That's something you don't do, okay? You don't say, hey, they said it's worth 280. Let's just be optimistic.
You have reached
and get into
8,
the deal.
6885394.
Right? You don't want to be, I'm optimistic. Let's just end it, okay? Let's hang up this. So we've ended the session now. Let's go ahead and look at how we did. Let's look at our data today. We set some callback appointments. We didn't set any appointment, like physical appointment. And that's okay. Okay, that's okay because when you do find that appointment, it'll be absolutely worth it. That's the idea here, right? So let's go here. I'm switching screens so we can check out our score for the call session today. I'm switching screens right now. All right. As you can see, it gets a little bit darker by the time we're done. 4:30 to 6, Monday through Friday until further notice. That's when I do go out of town for other projects. The time will change a little bit. Okay. So just so you know. But let's switch screens over here. Let's go look at the scores. So we started today, we were only in at around, so today we only make one additional contact, okay, and because it was at 26 earlier, but that's after 90 minutes, okay. All right, so here's what I want you to look at. If you figure this out and you outsource this to somebody who you're paying $5 an hour to, okay, to sit down by the computer and do this in 90 minutes and you're paying them $5 an hour, how much would you have spent so far? Let's say you give your son, right, your teenage son, you give them $10 an hour to do this for you every day, right? I'm giving you ideas now, right? So you just spend $20, okay? But you just spend $20 to collect this data, okay? And this is very, very important data right here for you, okay? So today is March 23rd. We made 76 We called 76 leads, okay? We made 121 calls. We had only one contact. We've had more contact in previous days in the past, okay? But, hey, you know, it's going to be ups and downs. Like I told you, the graph I showed you earlier, that graph I showed you earlier, if you zoom into it, it's a lot of ups and downs, but ultimately it's going up if you stick through, if you stick it all the way through, right? And voicemails, this is the best part for me. I left 28 voicemails today, okay? So think about it. So far, I've left on an average of 35 per day, okay? An average of 35 per day. 178 in total so far, voicemails. And again, there are marketing messages out there. Some people, you will see eventually you start getting calls back from all these voicemails of people that may say, yeah, this guy left a voicemail. I want to sell now. You know, it's like you leaving letters in their house on their voicemail. Some people save voicemails, right? If the voicemail is important enough, something that says, hey, I want to, because again, the voicemail is automatic. It's automatic. So every time I click the button, it just leaves the voicemail. And the voicemail says, hey, I'm interested in buying your property. Give me a call back, 732-309-3834. They may not be ready to sell right now, but they may store that voicemail for a possible decision in the future, right? So 10 callbacks was set so far in total. And today I only set 2. I was on for a total of, I made sure I was on for a complete 90 minutes, right? And in total, we've spent 8 hours to 50. So if I was giving somebody $10 an hour to do this for me, right, I would have spent $80 so far, $80 so far. And you can find a deal at any time. So if I spent $80, right, and I didn't do this myself, and I spent $80 just giving somebody $10 an hour to make this call, right, and I find my first deal and I made 10 grand. My first deal back in 2005, December. So I started in December 2004. I did not close my first deal until December 2005. Why? Well, because as human beings, we don't listen, okay? So we change strategies, jump from one thing to the other, back and forth, and things like that, right? And of course, the more you do that, the more delayed you are. Well, I closed my first deal in 2005, December. Also, that was my last year in school. I was finishing my master's degree, so that could have taken a part in that equation as well, too. But yeah, let's say your first deal is 10 grand, right? And you spent $80 in total, right? For somebody to sit down by the phone and just by a computer and make this call for you and filter down to the people that want to sell. Is it worth it? I mean, what kind of return on investment is that? That's the wholesaling business for you. I'm just kind of putting things in perspective for you so you can know what's possible here, okay? So with that being said, sorry for the darkness here. I think I want to round up right now. Don't forget, go to myempirepro.com. You want to go to myempirepro.com and download the book. Everything I'm sharing with you is in the book in one form or the other. It's a book you need to read 13 to 15 times. Let me repeat that. You need to read that book 13 to 15 times because you need the information in there to become second nature to you. If you disobey that rule, you will end up spending 1 year before you close your first deal as opposed to just 3 to 6 months. Does that make sense? And that's not what we want. We want to close your first deal as soon as possible, okay? MyEmpirePro.com if you want to go and you want to download the book absolutely for free, okay? It's actually a draft. It's completed, but it's a draft. That means you may find typographical error, but you can understand it, okay? And it's pretty much my whole concept about exposure is everything. What we've been doing all day is creating exposure for my business. And this is what you have to do to create exposure for your business. If nobody knows what you're up to, nobody's going to become a client. Very simple, right? So exposure is everything. But now today, you can do it using phones. You can do it using the internet. You can do it using Facebook marketing. You can do it using funnels, traffic online funnels, right? And those are some of the stuff that I cover in the book. So depending on which side of money and time you are on in terms of abundance, that will determine what strategy you should get into, okay? That's what will determine the strategy you should get into. But yes, that's what I have for you today. So go download the book. Give me a thumbs up, please, if you really enjoyed this session. I really, really appreciate that. Give me a thumbs up, quick like on this video, quick share as well. Share with your friends. Share it on social media everywhere. that you know, or share it directly with somebody by text message, whoever you think can benefit out of the information that I've shared so far. And the fact that I literally, in the midst of it, actually taking action, building my business as we're doing this along, it's just a beautiful concept that I think I will continue to do. I really enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy it as well. So, yeah, hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Leave me a comment below if you have questions, and I will see you on the next one. And peace.